Hello, my name is Natalie Potter. The book A Dog's Porpoise by M.C. Ross is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was running to the shore of the Atlantic Ocean with a dog named Lars. I was running to go play with a porpoise named Banger. But all that changed one day when we were on the Maria P. and Lars was on board. It looked like a storm, and it started to rain. The deck was slippery. When I looked at Lars, all I saw was him barking, and then he slipped and fell into the water. When we got back to Perkins Cove, I heard him barking, and then I heard a puff. I looked out at the cove, and then I saw a dolphin, but my dad said it was a harbor porpoise. But the best part is that Lars was on his back. I ran to the water and got Lars off the porpoise's back. The next morning, I woke up to Lars scratching at my bedroom door, so I opened the door, and Lars ran around my feet. Then he shot to the front door. I think he wants to go outside, I thought to myself. When I opened the door to let him go outside, it was like releasing a rocket from a slingshot, a rock from a slingshot. It looked like he wanted to go back to the beach, so I followed him. When we got to this water, I saw the porpoise from last night. So I kicked off my shoes and went and played with the two amazing animals. I walked slowly to the cold water, and then I started to shiver. I thought the best thing to do right now is to plunge into the water, so I did. When I came back up, I was closer than close to the porpoise. When I looked at the porpoise's pectoral fin, I saw a small metal tag on it, and it said, Banger. I think we should call you Banger. We splashed and played for the rest of the day. Banger did the most unexpected thing ever right then and there. He dived and swam away, then came back and jumped out of the water, dived back into the water. I never want it to end. Me and Lars visited Banger for the next few days, but people kept disagreeing with me and Lars, and me, Lars, and Banger. They didn't like the idea of a dog and a harbor porpoise. Then the facts ruled the town. Someone found out that porpoises have to live in cold water, and our water is getting warmer by the day. So I tried to find Banger's pod by researching Banger on my computer, because that's the name on his tag, and we found it. It was quite a few miles north, so we made a plan and executed it. And it worked. We got Banger to his pod, and we got to meet his family. Now I am more popular and going out with the swim team for regular swims. I also have weekly dinners with my mom. If you would like to read M.C. Ross's book about me, there are some important words you will need to know. Pod. A pod is a group of harbor porpoises. Banger had to find his pod. Divorce. When people divorce, they no longer live together. My parents got divorced. Here's a sneak preview of an exciting part of A Dog's Porpoise. No wonder no one has seen Nancy Jane all week. She must have been painting for days, and not just painting. There were sketches, charcoal drawings, even silkscreen posters, photographs, and it was all of Banger and Lars.